Unemployment, home foreclosures, and economic uncertainty are aspects of the current recession that affect people from all walks of life. But one Floridian is putting his life on the line to try to make a difference among the hardest-hit segments of society. Al Pena is chair of the Florida Minority Community Reinvestment Coalition, or FMCRC. On June 15th, Pena will begin a water-only hunger strike protesting the lending practices of Bank of America toward minority communities.
Will one man have to starve himself to get B of A to end politics, policies and politics that starve your families? Well, we're going to do that.
Pena says he will continue his hunger strike until Bank of America takes certain actions, including holding a meeting between FMCRC activists and Walter Massey, chair of the Bank of America Board of Directors.
We're going to have an annual meeting with the CEO, an annual CRO review, because we want to be able to measure their true investment, what they're lending, small business, home lending, investments, philanthropy to your organizations. We're going to ask that they provide a minimum of 30% of all philanthropy in the state of Florida goes to minority organizations, a minimum. We're going to be asking for equity investments into a minority fund for small businesses that will work directly with the chambers. We're going to ask them to launch and invest in a $1 million fund like they did in California to build capacity in your organizations, because you're going to be the entities that need to drive these jobs in your communities.
Pena announced the demands following the 7th annual FMCRC Florida Minority Community Economic Development Summit in Clearwater Beach on Wednesday. The two-day summit was sponsored in part by 7 banks, but Bank of America was not one of them.
They're a symbol of economic segregation. And you see it. I saw it when living in that community in Jacksonville. I see it in the businesses that don't get the loans. And I want to tell you this, there's a lot of chamber presidents here, and absolutely the small business is critical to job creation.
But Mike Fields, the Florida state president for Bank of America, disagrees with Pena that the bank does not invest enough in minority communities or businesses.
Well, we categorically deny that. I think that the facts certainly do not support that accusation. In 2005, we began delivering on our $750 billion community development, lending, and investment goal. We have delivered more than $35.7 billion in community development, lending, and investments in low to moderate income communities in Florida alone. We have shared this information with FMCRC and meet with them in terms of our performance against the community development and lending goals.
Field says that Pena's hunger strike to get concessions from Bank of America is not necessary.
We certainly respect the right of any individual to demonstrate peacefully according to their beliefs. We don't think it's warranted, but if that's what Mr. Pena chooses to do, that's his call.
We're going to ask that you be protected.
Despite Bank of America's assertions, Al Pena plans to go ahead with his hunger strike unless all of FMCRC's requests are met. His supporters, including Glorious Johnson, prayed for him Wednesday afternoon. Johnson is a member of the Jacksonville City Council and is contemplating running for mayor in 2010.
I don't want him to have to go on this. I want them to answer, and he wouldn't have to go on this hunger strike. But whatever it takes for us to fight for what we feel is right, that's what we need to do. And we need to support each other, no matter if we're red, brown, yellow, it doesn't matter. It's that our rights are being infringed upon, and we're going to fight for it.
The co-chair of the FMCRC Bank of America Florida Boycott Planning Committee is Sam Lopez, chair of the Florida Puerto Rican Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Tomorrow, we're going to close our chamber account at Bank of America. And we're going to follow up with basically asking our community to basically do the same.
Several chambers of commerce are part of the FMCRC Bank of America Florida Boycott Planning Committee, including the Latin Chamber of Commerce of the Treasure Coast. Bobby Rodriguez is their president.
Bank of America has never, ever done anything positive to reach out to the Latin Chamber or to work with its people or sponsor any events. We don't want to fight. We just want them to treat us with respect. And that's what Bank of America has not done, is treated the Hispanic and the African-American community and all other communities that have disrespected us.
You can find out more about the FMCRC and Alpena's hunger strike at fmcrc.org. Reporting from Clearwater Beach for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.